So, I mean, it was totally
turning into some kind of lunatic that, you know, I'm like, where do they get this from, you know? Where do they get this? How do they come to the term or something like this? I mean, they're telling me that I don't even know my own sexuality. And I'm like, how do they come up with this?
Yeah, it seems like that was very deliberately done. You think that was pretty much deliberately done to just basically blacken anything in the future on your record?
What they did is they put me out in a way to where, you know, if I would have been anybody else that, I say anybody else or most people, that under the way that they put me out, I would have just said, well, you know, just went on and forgot about it. Now, if I wasn't sick with PTSD and depression, you know, I could have, you know, it would have been a tough pill to swallow because it basically destroyed my character. I mean, even getting a civilian job, you know, if this come to light, it'd be like, man, this guy's a nut.
Yeah.
You know, he's got some definite problems, you know, and it would even come into problems with me getting a job. But because I am sick and I'm having to take the medication and I'm having, you know, to deal with symptoms of PTSD, I have got no other choice but to, you know, if it comes to it, fight the VA for the help that I need. And that's what it comes to. You know, it's no more, you know, the VA was designed to be there for the soldiers when if they did come back, you know, mentally or physically wounded or crippled, you know, to help them because, you know, they did a service for the country and now they're paying a personal price for that service and they need help. That's what the VA was originated and created for. Now they've taken it and they've turned it upside down and backwards to where you got to come home and diagnosed by the VA doctors with certain problems, the disability problems and stuff. And now you've got to be your own lawyer, you've got to be your own private detective, your own representative, and you have to fight them for the benefits that they should say, well, you know, he earned them, and our own doctors are diagnosing him with this. How can we argue with that? You know, but instead of using common sense and saying, well, you know, our own doctors are diagnosing with this, if he's faking, he's doing a pretty damn good job because we got good doctors. You know, benefit of the doubt, because he goes to the soldier. You know, according to their own laws. But no, they're turning backwards, upside down. You basically got to get an attorney now to represent you with the VA.
Yeah, or a very good advocate. You know, I do the advocacy work, and I'm going to tell you something. It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous the blocks they put up. You know?
Yeah, and there should not be blocks like that. I can perfectly understand, wanting to weed out the ones that are possibly faking and taking advantage of the system. I agree with that 100%. But those people can be easily weeded out with medical evaluations, which they do all the time. You know, and if you're medically substantiated, they have a problem that's service connected. How in the world can they come along and deny it when they got their own doctors confirming a diagnosis?
Yeah. Well, and you know, the fact is, the other side of the VA, the administration side, is
it's corrupt.
It's completely corrupt. It's a lot of private contracting going on now with outside reviewers, and I don't know if you're aware of it, but they're laying off almost 5,000 review workers over the whole country.
Well, they should be hiring more.
Yeah, they should.
Again, allocating the funds to deal with the soldiers who went to fight the president's war.
How do you feel about the budget cut that Bush signed in right after the war started?
Honestly, I think somebody should have took his hand off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because, I mean, that was an $18.9 billion immediate cut and $27 billion over two more years. So, you know, he basically screwed you guys from the second week of the war.
Yeah.
Now,
Then they made a big deal about doubling combat pay in Iraq.
Now, did you guys hear about that while you were on the ground over there?
No, we didn't hear about that while we was on the ground.
Because I know guys didn't even hear about that till they came back home, and all of a sudden it was like, hey, what happened here? We're not even getting our benefits now.
Yeah.
I'm really.
How do you look a soldier in the eye? A man, especially a man, is, you know, I want to tell you right now, somebody with a leg missing, I mean, it sounds very sad and pretty sorry to have to say this, but you know, if you go in there and you lose a leg, your arm, your bottom torso,
yeah.
You don't like to feel that lucky. And other people come back with wounds that aren't so evident, and there's nobody that gives a shit. Somebody before you left, especially being a part of the National Guard, who's been a very prominent member of society, and you come back with all these problems that are not visually identified by people, and next thing you know, your life's in the toilet. You know, I mean, how can they argue with the fact that the man lost his leg in Iraq?
Yeah.
You know, they won't argue with that. But if you come home with mental problems, and you lose your family, you lose your health, and I'm going to tell you right now, I've got health problems, and I connect it directly to my mental problems with PTSD. And physically and mentally, I am at the worst state I've ever been in my entire life.
At 36 and years old.
At 36 years old, and I'm not looking for things to get any better. I don't see how they could get any better. And I don't have the open wounds for them to see and say, okay, yes, he did receive this in Iraq. I don't have that. You know, all I've got is them telling you, quit playing, quit bullshitting, quit trying to scam the system. You know? And I'm not trying to scam the system. I would love to be able to do my dream that I've dreamed once upon a time.
Yeah. doesn't pay for your life, you know, that you had before either. Sure.
No. No, I'm ashamed to say what I said about what happened with me and my son. But it did happen.
If you want, I can leave that out. It's up to you.
Well, it's my proof that I'm not faking. I'm not bullshit.
I think it's very powerful, and it's something I've heard from other guys, and I, you know, that's one more thing that I think the public needs to hear. Hold on just